Welcome to the Moms Who Money podcast, where every week we chat about all things related to money, mom life, mindset, and spirituality. I'm your host, Eileen Joy, and I am a money and mindset coach for moms, teaching you how to confidently go from living paycheck to paycheck to making money easy. Money doesn't have to be hard. It is possible to break the chains, and I'm going to show you how. Get ready to join the Moms Who Money. Welcome back to the Moms Who Money podcast. I have a special treat today for all of you. I have my new friend, Marissa Lonick. She is amazing, also from Long Island, who left. And she is going to blow your mind today, but I am going to let you know a little bit about her and then we will dive in. So first of all, welcome, Marissa.
Thank you. So excited to be here.
I can't wait to talk to you about this today because it is on every mom's mind all the time of how do I get my ish together? So this is Marissa's specialty. So she's a certified intuitive life and business coach, keynote speaker, a three-time author, top-rated podcast host, and the founder of Mama Work It. And after spending nearly 15 years in corporate leadership positions, Marissa shifted gears to become a full-time momager and a biz momager. And through her books, her courses, and coaching programs, she helps busy moms juggling mom life, work life, wife life, fill in the blank life. And her time management and goal achievement strategies have helped the most overwhelmed mamas turn their dreams into reality. And even when they thought that they had no time to make any of it happen. And a little bit more about Marissa. When she's not supporting working parents with their daily juggle, you can find her cooking, baking delicious meals that her kids may or may not eat. She's running or probably walking slash running in her neighborhood and hanging out with her five amazing guys that she calls her family, her husband, and her four kiddos. So welcome, Marissa. This is going to be awesome.
I know. I'm excited. Let's go.
I know. So before we get started, I'd love to ask you questions in the beginning, my little lightning rounds.
Yeah.
Just to get to know you a little bit better before we dive in. So because this show is all about money, what is something that you've splurged on recently and why?
Recently. I feel like nothing. Kids sports.
Heard.
Let me think. Probably like a date night. Cause I felt like my husband and I needed that connection and, you know, it's nice to get all dressed up in glam and just get out of the house and have childcare and be able to talk without being interrupted and all that good stuff. So yeah.
I love that. Date nights are so important.
Yeah. Date nights with your partner, with yourself, with your friends, yes. Like just nights out of the house. I'm a big fan of, you know, like, I think when you put on an outfit or do your makeup or do your hair, like it can change your whole mood, your whole vibe. So even though it's hard sometimes to make yourself do it, because you're like, well, I'd just rather wear these like cozy sweatpants and watch Netflix right now. I don't want to get ready to go out. You feel so much better. Like you feel so much fuller once you've done it.
Totally gives you more energy and you have like more spring in your step and you just feel different. Like even if you just take your ponytail out. And you like,
Oh yeah.
And your like, hair.
Oh, the ponytail headache. I get the headache sometimes.
Yes. My hairstylist told me that I put my ponytail holder in too tightly. And that's why I get the headache. And I'm like, well,
no, that's probably true.
Your face up and gives you a facelift.
Little life's little hacks.
Right. So what is something that you're saving for now and why?
I have a lot of things I'm saving for. I mean, trips, investment, real estate. I mean, just I've got big goals, big dreams. So, yeah. What am I not saving for, I guess, is like a better question.
That's hilarious. So what's your favorite thing that you're saving for right now? Like something upcoming that you're looking forward to?
So I turned the big 4-0. This year. So I am hopefully got on my vision board. I've got it on my plan, taking a little trip to celebrate that.
Do we know where we're going?
Somewhere with, I want to do something that's very like pampering, but also very healing. So I'm looking into like a wellness retreat type of spa type of spot.
And you also heard how I just invited myself, right? That's why I said, do you know where we're going?
You're invited. You are so invited. Yes. Yeah. I mean, what does not sound magical about that?
You know? I love it. It's my favorite thing too. A spa trip, a yoga retreat, something like that.
Yeah. Something just totally like healing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Relaxing. Love it. And what is something that you're grateful for today?
I'm grateful for my, like the life I've built. So this week's been a challenge here. I've got 2 out of 4, 50% of my kids down with the flu.
Ugh.
And it's been nutso. And every day I've had to sort of shift things and rearrange things and make things work because I'm not doing the normal schedule. But I'm so grateful that A, I have autonomy and I can do that because of the life and the business I've created. And when I think about when some, because I get anxious and stressed just like you do probably or anybody listening, but I can stop myself and say, I'm causing this. Like, I'm the boss. I'm the one making this happen. And even if you have a boss, you still have control over how you feel in those situations. So I'm really grateful that I've been maintaining like my morning rituals, my morning routine, my sanity, my zen during that time, even though the days get a little chaotic. And I can sort of ground myself and remind myself of that.
Yeah. And that is so important for all moms, right? To always remember that we are in control, and you can actually take a step back and be like, how am I reacting to this? And how can I change it? Like, what's one little thing where I can just flip it? Yeah. Cause life is a bunch of lessons.
Yeah.
Right. That's what it's all about. We just learn from everything. I love that. Let's dive in. Tell us more about yourself and how you became a time management and productivity coach. And I know you're originally from Long Island and now you moved. So we can, like, why'd you move? Like, how did all that go down? And like, your whole
and
thing.
That's totally part of the story. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So let's see. I'm from Long Island, as you know, and I became a mom there in 2013, premature twins, take that type A planner. And that was fun. And then realized once I became a mom, you know, it's a whole new season, a whole new chapter of life. Like, I really had to adapt to this new thing of unpredictability and just flexibility and all these things. And even though I think from the outside looking in, it looked like I had my shit together, I felt internally like the hot mess express those first couple of years. And I think that was a combination of my own just growth that needed to happen, a combination of, I'm a pretty ambitious woman, as I'm sure many of your listeners are, as I know you are. And I was struggling and feeling kind of stuck in my career because I didn't want to sacrifice motherhood and family life to move up in my career, but I didn't know how to move up without sacrificing that. So I was feeling stuck in that place and just was on this constant, like, vicious cycle of work, 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 you know, and like never feeling like the work was done. Like, always feeling like even if I cleaned the house, it was messy. Or even if I worked hard, I wasn't getting promoted and all these things. And then feeling really resentful and frustrated and all those things. And then putting a Band-Aid on like a gushing wound that probably needed 75 stitches, like a self-care Band-Aid of like a mani-pedi for 5 minutes and feeling good for, you know, 2.5 seconds. And then repeating the whole cycle. And I was like, this is not working. So what happened was I did get offered a job promotion. At that time, I was working in the corporate world. As you said, I worked there for a really long time and it was great. It was like a dream job, more money, more responsibility, like really climbing the ladder. And it meant moving from New York to California. At first, I was really excited. Then I got really scared. And what I ended up doing was I ended up turning down the opportunity. And I was like, just, it didn't feel right. I just, fear took over. And for a whole weekend after I turned this down on like a Friday morning, the whole weekend, I was just plagued with regret. Just, it did not sit well with me. I'm not someone who shies away from a challenge, but something was off there. And so I talked to my husband and he's like, well, nothing's permanent. Let's just try it. You know, like, what's the worst thing that could happen? So Monday morning, I'm like frantically emailing my boss at the time and like, can I please have the job back? You know, have you given it to someone else? And luckily they hadn't. And, you know, by Tuesday, all was set. And, you know, we were making plans to move cross country. And what I realized was, even though I was moving to a new city, like no village, no real like friends, support, none of that, new commute, longer commute, just all these things I had to take on where I thought I had no time even beforehand, I realized it just sort of like sprung me into even more efficiency and action and made me that much better at taking care of myself, my time, like really compartmentalizing all these things. Yeah, it just really sprinted me there. And so I started blogging for working moms. I felt like working moms didn't have enough support out there. Like there was a lot of motherhood content, but I felt kind of like, well, where's the content for me? Like I'm not seeing my kids for 11, 12 hours a day. And then I don't want to come home and like read about ways to like occupy my kids. I want to like disconnect and spend time with them. I want to disconnect from work, or I want to really like thrive over on the weekends and feel like I have it all together by Monday morning. So I'm not running out of the house with like one shoe on and all these things. So I started blogging. I would share like funny stories, vulnerable stories, which is really hard for me because I'm a very private person. At first, I didn't tell anyone about that blog. Then I finally, a couple years later, did release it and started the Mama Work It brand and business. And that's really where it grew from. So people would always ask me that question, how do you find the time? Because I was adding to my family too at that time. And I was like, maybe this is what it is. Maybe time management is really something that like I'm okay at and I should be helping people with. So that's really where it grew from.
You are my spirit animal, Marissa. I swear.
We were meant to meet. We were
we
meant
were
to meet.
We were. It's so true though, because just with time, like I hear the same thing all the time. Like people just say, I don't have time, I don't have time, I don't have time. How do you find the time? Because all the things that I do, how do you find the time to do that? And I'm like, well, we need to figure out like what's priority. Right? Like what really matters at the end of the day. Right? And from what I heard you saying is that family. Right? Because we do. Like we go to work, we spend so much time away, right? Even like when we're sleeping, right? And like, so we sleep, we go to work, and then we come home, and then it's like kids have homework, you got to give them dinner, get them showered, and then, oh God, it's bedtime, right? And it's like, well, what are we doing this for, right? And I felt the same way as you, the exact same way. And so I totally understand where you're coming from and like just feeling stuck and scared, believing enough in yourself. And also, you were very blessed to have a very supportive husband.
Yes,
you know, to I say, am. You know what, Marissa, let's just do this, right? And like that's amazing. And so, like a lot of my listeners too are married, and some are single, and some are just looking for that support, right? And then also knowing how to give yourself that support. And I know that your brand is all about time management and momagement. And I believe that that's all part of it, right? What is the difference between momagement and time management?
Yeah, I love this question. So, you know, believe it or not, whether you think you're good at managing your time or you don't think you're good at managing your time, when you become a mom, I think by default, you need to be good at it in some way, shape, or form, right? Because think back to when you had your son, your baby, you want some predictability there. Like you want to know when you can shower. You want to know, you
What's
know,
that?
how much sleep you might be getting in this night. Or you might, you know, just want to know like what's the best window to go on a walk or just get out of the house or whatever it is. And so you get good at it even if you don't think you're good at it. There's that element of like managing your time in that way, right? But what I think gets lost in once you enter motherhood is like typically moms put themselves at the bottom of the to-do list, right? We prioritize all the things that have to get done, the house, the kids stuff, work stuff, spouse stuff, volunteer stuff. I mean, I could go on and on and on with the hats that we wear. And we'll put our own needs, our own things. And this isn't just like self-care, like pampering ourselves. This is even just like going after our own goals, our own ambition, like whatever that blank is. Because I think self-care falls into a wide array of categories, not just what you close your eyes and envision of like being in the Caribbean on a vacation. We don't necessarily prioritize that because we all know what happens to the last thing on the to-do list. It rarely gets done. You just push it to the next day and push it to the next day and push it to the next day, and then it falls off. We get salty about it, right? We're like resentful, we're frustrated, we feel unfulfilled, unhappy, we're exhausted. I mean, there's tons and tons of these consequences and symptoms we feel. And so we end up in that vicious cycle I was telling you about. Like, we don't show up as the parent we want to be, as the spouse or partner we want to be, as the friend we want to be, as the kindergarten class mom we want to be, like whatever it is, because we're battling this internal battle. And so when you learn to momage, as I like to say, your time, you're able to reprioritize yourself back into this mix in a way that helps you have more energy, have more motivation, feel more aligned, feel more just in control. And you basically like live your best freaking life.
I love that so much. It's so important to just go inward. We all can get so stuck and feel so bad. Like, and then we have the panic attacks. And like, I know like my son, when that all happens to me, when I feel like I'm overwhelmed and everything's just over everything, my son calls it mommy monster. He's like, uh-oh, mommy monster is coming out. And and it's true. You know, there's times when I'm just like, oh my God, I just can't take it anymore. You know, it's just too much. There was a long period of time where I was just in that cycle and I didn't even realize it was happening. And when you're single, you know, being a single mom, it's like, there's no one there to really say anything to you except your kid, you know, and like, yeah. You're just like, leave me alone. You know, once you finally realize what's going on and then you can take that step back and be like, okay, this is a problem. Right. Yeah. And especially like when you're a new mom for the first time and it's all new and you're like, well, I don't know how to do this.
Right.
Kids don't come with manuals. And like, I still remember just me with lack of sleep and the showering and all the things, and then going back to work and I would fall asleep driving. Like, it was so bad. And I felt like, you know, I didn't have any help and all the things. And it was really hard. But yeah, like really just taking a step back and knowing like what's important to you and being able to manage yourself.
And the scary part of this all is, when you were talking, you made me think of this, is like, mom or not, let's say you've been burnt out before, you've hit burnout. Yeah. You typically don't recognize when you're there.
No,
so
you don't.
In a similar situation to this, if you're like managing and doing all the things, but you have some of those consequences, like you may not recognize that this is a habit you formed that you need to sort of break away from.
Yeah, every time. I talk about habits all the time with my clients and with my sons, especially, like really, because like even like helping around the house, that's a habit, right? Doing your chores. Those are habits, right? I have my chores, but I don't want to do all the chores, right? And like every morning I give him like a protein shake. And I'm always like, make sure your cup is clean before you get on the bus, you know, and all of these things. And sometimes he just leaves them there and then it drives me crazy. And I will leave it there for him for when he gets home because I'm not washing it, you know? And it's like something little like that, but those little things turn into big things.
Yes.
And then once you start letting the little things slide, that's when the burnout all of a sudden appears and you don't realize it because it's happened so slowly and you're like, what the hell happened to my life?
Yeah. No, 100%. Right? I just read this quote that like hit me so hard and I'm going to butcher it, but it was something along the lines of like, a huge problem is actually just a bunch of small problems you can solve.
Yeah.
And I think habits are just like that. They're just these small little things you can implement that end up actually creating a massive positive impact. Hopefully they're good habits on your life. You know,
exactly.
they can go the other way too.
Of course. We have healthy habits and we have unhealthy habits, and we need to just be aware once we really start paying attention, right? It's the awareness part.
Yeah.
It's like, why do I feel like crap? Why am I so miserable? And like, when you really realize that you're asking yourself these questions, like, what happens to my life? Why I feel stuck? Why do I feel so unhappy all the time? Like all of these things. And like, when you notice that you're saying these things to yourself, that's when you're in burnout. That's when you might even have like a form of depression, or, you know, if you just had a baby, it could be postpartum. It could be so many things. But it's really the awareness piece of you actually asking yourself the questions is when you can actually take action on creating these new habits. And it's just one little thing at a time.
Yeah. And I think a lot of moms, what we do is we're so burnt that like at the end of the day, I know I've been guilty of this. So listen, I'm not here to preach. I've done it myself. Instead of like sitting in those feelings and like feeling the feels and kind of figuring it out, we numb out. Totally. We scroll or we watch Netflix or we do whatever, because that just feels like an escape. This happened to me last night. I swear. I went to put on the TV because it's been a week, and divine intervention, like the button wouldn't work. And I was like, you know what? Screw this. And I just like threw the remote and I laid down. And I noticed I had like shallow breathing. And you know, when you have shallow breathing, it's like stuff's really bothering you. Like something's creeping up, like you're worried, you're anxious, whatever. And I had to really like reset myself and take some deep breaths and like think about and get to the root of this and like get myself to a better state. But like, I wouldn't have even known that or done that or paid attention to that if I was just Netflixing something probably reality and trashy.
Yeah. And I totally agree, because there have been times when I've felt that way too, where I'm just like, I can't do this. And I'm like one of those people where I'm like always doing, and
it's hard to stop.
Right. And it's really hard for me to rest. And I know that I need to rest, because if I don't rest, hi, mommy monster. Plus, I just can't function.
Yeah.
And then the things that I want to do become really hard, right?
Yes.
And they're not hard, but it's because I'm so burnt out and exhausted. Mm-hmm. And all I want to do is maybe watch something on like Netflix or whatever, or go take a walk, or even just maybe take a short nap. But allowing myself to start doing these things over time has helped so much. And I have found that when you rest, you are actually way more productive.
110%. Right? Yes.
And it doesn't seem logical.
It because doesn't.
At first, when, you know, all of us high achievers, right? If we rest, we're like, oh my God, we're wasting time.
Mm-hmm.
I feel lazy.
Could have done this. Could have done that.
Right. Yeah. I didn't
you
get
have
the
like
thing
an
done.
Internal battle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then you make yourself feel so guilty about it. Meanwhile, you rest for an afternoon or whatever. And then if you come back even better than before, and you can get the thing done faster because you're not so tired and just like dragging. Some of my clients, they do the same thing. And I'm like, you just need to take a step back and rest so that you can do the thing. And then also moms, we feel like we have to take it all on. We form these boundaries when we first get married or have a relationship and have kids and all these things of like, I'll take care of it. And some parts of the world and in our society in years past, it was expected. Mommy does everything. Daddy comes home from work and says, what's for dinner? Right. And that's just how it was. And then like things are now changing, but it will only change if we change. Right. And if we're still wearing all the hats and spinning all the plates, it's not going to happen. Right. And so trying to form these boundaries, and especially if you've had this relationship and you've been in it for like 10 years and you've been doing it all, and you are now like, well, I don't want to do it all anymore. Right. And you're just multitasking like crazy, and you're constantly going from one thing to the next. And sometimes you just feel like you're going in circles. And you're not really accomplishing anything because you're just, well, I got to do this. Oh, but wait, I got to do this. And then you're just like, bing, 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 bing.
Yeah.
And then, right, nothing's getting done. What's your take on that? Like, what's your take on that whole thing of like the boundaries and the multitasking and all of those things and having everyone around you take on some of that?
Yeah. I'm going to give you a two-part answer to this. Yeah. Number one, I think we got to stop wearing this busy badge of honor, because last time I checked, no one's handing out cash prizes or trophies for the busiest mom alive. I didn't get any cash payout in 2023 for all the shit I did. So, yeah. I mean, well, I did for some of it, but you know what I mean. So we got to get rid of that mindset. And it's hard. It's hard because like you said, it could be generational. Like we watched our moms do it, or it could be societal. Like you scroll Instagram and you see all the funny memes. Ha ha. You're a mom. You don't sleep for 15 years. Ha ha ha. Oh, I guess I don't sleep. And we believe it. And these are the stories we tell ourselves. And so we do, we have to like sort of break this pattern, you know, and it's going to be up to us to do it in a certain way. Like we are only in control of our own actions. So like, it's up to us. No one's knocking on our doors, Eileen, Marissa's door, being like, okay, time to get support, time to rest, time to do this. Like, no, we have to take charge and do that. So that's
just
number one.
I just pictured like a superhero, like super mom support at the door.
They haven't knocked on my door. I don't know about you. So that's the first thing. And some people feel like that is daunting. Like, shit, I got enough to do. Now I got to even take charge of this. But you know what? I find that empowering, because you get to be in charge. You get to make those decisions. And I know they're not always easy. Listen, I get it. Let's say you're working 40, 50, 60 hours a week, because that's what's expected at your company. And I'm here telling you, like, it's your decision to go to work every day. But ultimately, and again, don't take this the wrong way, it is. You could decide to quit your job tomorrow. Would that mean maybe your mortgage wouldn't get paid or you wouldn't be able to put food on the table? Yeah, it might. So you're making that choice, right? You could also decide to look for a different job. You could decide to become an entrepreneur. You could decide to set more boundaries at work. You could decide a lot of things. So I paint that picture because I want to be empathetic to the fact that these are not always easy, simple decisions. I get that. But ultimately, knowing that they are our decisions each and every day, that should feel empowering and help you feel a little less stuck and less like the world is controlling you rather than you being able to control where you stand in the world. Next thing is the multitasking thing. So I don't know about you, moms multitask. Any mom I ask, hey, do you multitask? They typically will like shyly raise their hand and be like, yeah, I do. Sort of a little guilty in the face. And you know, there are a lot of experts out there that will say point blank, black and white, don't multitask. It's not good. Your mind is in five different places. You're dropping balls here, there, and everywhere. Like you're not finishing a task and you're moving on to something else. And I get that. I agree. I respect this opinion. These are very successful people. I strive to be more like, so I get it. And I'm also a realist. I've got 4 kids, a business, a home, a relationship, a lot of things I juggle, just like you, Eileen. And so I feel like there's a happy medium here. And so the happy medium that I developed that I feel like has changed my life and hopefully will change your listeners' lives is this mantra. And it's this: you choose what you multitask. So you multitask the mindless and you solo task the mindful. And I'll just kind of explain what I mean by that. When I talk about multitasking the mindless, these are things that you basically do on autopilot. These are things that come really easily to you. You could do them backwards, forward, sideways, half asleep. If you messed them up a little bit, it wouldn't be the end of the world. I think about chores. I think about like folding laundry, you know, cooking dinner, preparing lunches. I think about even walking around my neighborhood, you know, like walking on the treadmill, things like that. Because those are things I know I could also be doing something else while I do it. And sometimes they're not my favorite things to do. Like, I don't know about you, but I don't freaking love folding laundry. And I fold a lot of laundry here, right? I'm just not at the point yet where I can hire a laundry folder. I like to multitask them with things that bring me a little bit more joy in those moments. Things that maybe I used to tell myself I didn't have time to do. I don't have time to read or listen to podcasts or call my friends or, you know, whatever it is, have a dance party. I don't know. And so bringing that joyful element and multitasking it with something that, again, you can do on autopilot brings a little more happiness into your day. Mindless things, okay? Things you don't necessarily need your full brain power for. On the other side of the house, solo tasking the mindful, this is where we make the mistake. This is where we're trying to multitask things that probably shouldn't be multitasked. This is why if you were a mom in 2020, when we lost all the support, all the things, especially working moms with trying to juggle like now working from home, taking care of kids, handling Zoom school, whatever it is. I'm having PTSD today. We have Zoom school going on here. That's why we had the great resignation. We had a lot of moms who felt completely like frazzled, stressed, all the things. And this is why even moms today feel this way a lot, because we're trying to multitask things that shouldn't be. We're trying to check emails and, you know, take care of this while we're cooking dinner or talking to our family or, you know, playing with our kids. How many times have you gotten down on the ground to play with your kids and you're like, oh, let me just check this one thing. Let me just do this. And you're not fully present and you feel like you're not a good mom in that moment. You feel like maybe you've even made the mistake of like a reply all on an email that should not have been a reply all. That does not feel good. You know, stuff like that. And so multitask the mindless, solo task the mindful, be present, disconnect. You know, it's actually not going to take you much more time if you're compartmentalizing those things, and you're going to feel a lot better about the fact that you're actually fully present. You're probably going to get through things a lot quicker, like work-wise or things like that. And you're going to feel like you're showing up as the version of yourself that you want to show up as.
I totally agree with that, because I had taken on that same philosophy, and like just with the laundry folding, like I used to just focus on the laundry and then be like, oh no, I got to still call my friend or go do this. Or like, maybe I want to watch a TV show or listen to this podcast. So yeah, I do that. So like if I'm cooking, I'll call my friends while I'm talking, you know, while we're talking on the phone, I can be cooking and doing the thing, mm-hmm. while I'm cleaning, listening to my podcasts or watching a show or what, I'll put like the laundry on my bed and just watch a show while I'm folding or mm-hmm. something. But yeah, with my son, like I love hanging out with him. We both noticed that sometimes we just go pick up our phones, you know? So now we've both together created a rule where we just like put our phones in another room.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just with each other. Like one time it even turned into playing rain tag. Like it started raining and we went outside in the rain and started playing rain tag. And it was so much fun. And I'm like, you know, if we were on our phones, this never would have happened, you know? And it's like, you can create these amazing memories with your kids that are worth so much more than being so distracted for just that one few, like a few seconds of like, oh, wait, I got to do this one little thing. And it's like, well, go do the one little thing and then, you know, be present, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I love that so much because that's the thing that makes us crazy, I think. It's the trying to do it all and picking out ways that where you think you can do it all together, but separating them, right? And doing the mindless and then the mindful. I love that so much. I love it.
Yeah.
Like everyone needs to write that on their mirror.
Totally. Yeah.
Right?
Write it down. Totally. And like,
totally write it.
I love that this podcast is about money because I love to make money. I know you love to make money. Mm-hmm. Like bring it, show me the money. And yet something like this that's worth so much only requires your presence.
Agreed. Agreed. And that's priceless.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And all of those habits that you're forming that you can anchor onto other habits. Thank you for Atomic Habits, James Clear.
But yes.
Like it's the same thing with money, right? It's just being in your mindful when you're doing your money and then also bringing your kids into it too. So you can multitask hanging out with your kids, but being very mindful in the moment and having it a teaching moment mm-hmm. with your money. And then also then after you get that done, go hang out and have fun.
Yeah.
Right. And then you can plan together too. Like when you're having those moments together, planning, let's save for this so we can do this together as a family. Right. Or like asking the kids like, hey, what's important to you? Right. And having those really special moments with each other during that time.
Yeah.
Which is so powerful.
Yeah. And I think it's all about setting those expectations, whether that's budgeting, finances, things like that. And also regarding your time. Like mm-hmm. today, I don't feel frazzled, even though I've got two kids at home. I set the expectation before this call. Hey, I'm going to be on this call from this time to this time. You know what you need to do. I'm going to do this. I also think it's exemplifying seeing a parent work and balance things and not feel stressed all the time, which is really important. You know, you don't want your kids growing up and thinking, oh, damn, now I'm an adult. I guess I'm just going to be stressed all the time. Like that's what adulting is, you know? So setting that example and intentionality. I think anytime you show up in your time being intentional, no matter what you're utilizing it with, it's a win. So even if you want to be intentional and go binge Netflix for a weekend because that's what you need, girlfriend, it's a win, you know? But when you're not intentional about it, when you're like, oh, I don't know, I guess I'll just lay here and like scroll. And then it's like, you know, 2.5 hours later and you're like on your eighth grade ex-boyfriend's second wife's gender reveal. That's when you feel like shit after because you're like, where did these 2.5 hours go? That was not intentional use of my time.
Agreed, 1,000%.
And I say that example because I probably have done that, by the way.
We've all done that. That's why I'm laughing.
Yeah.
So I would love to know if there's anything that we haven't talked about that you would love to provide maybe tips or hacks or tricks or anything that you can think of that we might not have touched on that like is your most favorite thing to talk about.
Yeah, I will. I'll share one more thing. And I know we'll probably have to wrap up because it's time.
Yes.
Something I hear a lot of moms say, a lot of people say in general, and I have been guilty of saying this myself too, is these four words that really kind of prohibit you from managing your time effectively. And they are, I don't have time. How many times have you said that? I've said it ad nauseum.
A million in a day.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. I don't say it anymore. I've learned, but I used to. What happens with this, I'm an intuitive coach, so I think a lot about subconscious and things like that, is it's a story you tell yourself. It's not the truth. It's a story you're telling yourself because now you think you don't have time, which affects how you feel about time. You feel time is scarce. Time is limited. Time goes too fast when you're having fun. Time slows down when you wish this would just be over 5 minutes ago, whatever it is. And those feelings affect your actions. So now you tell yourself, hey, I don't have time. So you don't take action. You don't decide to write the blog post on the mommy blog you want to launch or, you know, work out when you want to get healthier, or hang out with your kid, read to them, read them a bedtime story, whatever it is, do the work project. You convince yourself you don't have time, and so you don't do it. You don't take action. And the results follow. You feel unfulfilled. You feel unhealthy. You feel whatever it is, typically negative stuff. And so flip the script on this. Like, when you feel like you're saying these things, whether in your head or out loud, change it. You can say, I have time for things that matter to me. Or you could say, I don't have time, or, you know, this is a priority, or this is not a priority, or this is important to me, or this isn't. Change the story you're telling yourself. And I'm telling you, even this one tiny thing will have tremendous impact on what you end up doing, saying, believing, feeling, all the things.
I wholeheartedly agree. And that's another one to put on the mirror. Mm-hmm. I have time for the things that matter to me.
Yes.
Love that. Once you really understand what it is that you want, of course you're going to make time for it. And then set it on your calendar like it's a doctor's appointment.
Yes.
We all will reschedule our entire lives around your doctor's appointment, right? So I always say, like, the things that are extra important to you, like your money dates and all these other things, the things that with your family and just these really important things, is put it on your calendar and keep it like it's a doctor's appointment.
Yeah. Don't try to squeeze them in.
Right.
Because you'll never fit them in. Squeeze the other things in.
Thank you so much for being here today. I love you. You're amazing.
Thank you. Can I share a free gift?
Yes, I would love that.
Okay. I have this free gift that is going to help you level up your habits, friends. It is my habit accountability tracker resource. I will give Eileen the link so she can drop it in the show notes, but it is just this downloadable tool. It's going to help you solidify what habit you want to implement. It's going to help you track it for 21 days, which is the scientifically proven amount of time it takes for a habit to stick. It's going to help you think about your next habit that you want to layer on after that. So if you are tired of like thinking about doing all these massive big things and then trying it, like going all in, and by day 3, 4, 5, 6, maybe 7, maybe you last that long, you fall off the bandwagon and you give up, this is going to make your habit stick. I promise you. Like, this is what I use to introduce any new habits into my life with clients, for myself. And it's really what brings me into like thrive mode most days in my life. So I want to share that with you.
I love it. And I'm going to use it too.
Yeah.
I love that. Thank you. I know everyone is going to love that. And I'm definitely going to put the link in the show notes so you will have it. And I also would love to ask, what's the best way to connect with you and your website, your socials, if someone wants to get in touch with you?
Yeah. So website's a great place to find me. It's www.mamaworkit.com, spelled M-A-M-A. I send a free weekly newsletter on there. You can actually connect with me and schedule a breakthrough call, 30 minutes. You and I get on Zoom and just chit chat about all your time, mom, problems, whatever you want to talk about. Hopefully I'll help you break through in 30 minutes. I'm not a miracle worker, but I'll do what I can. And yeah, on social, I'm at the handle Let Mama Work It.
Love it, Marissa. Thank you so much for being here today. So please reach out to Marissa, go follow her, download her free gift. And thanks again, Marissa.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for tuning in to today's episode. If you loved what you heard today, please share on your social media and tag me at Eileen Joy Money Coach so I can see which episodes you're loving. The only way this podcast grows is by you sharing it. Please rate, review, and subscribe down below. See you next week.